today mean anything to you, going out there and stretching and doing, you know, a little bit of nothing out there?
Just the fact that I was out here with my team and out here, you know, with my teammates, the camaraderie, just being in those stretch lines after a long off season and a long season last year for myself. It felt good just to be out here, you know, hearing the music, being out here with my guys, feeling that energy, and then doing a pretty good workout kind of behind on the turf field there. Felt pretty good today.
Your coach and Odell seem pretty confident you'll be back and be back out there. It's been a long time, though. How confident are you that this recovery is going to go better than what happened last year?
I'm pretty confident. I feel good. I can only go off of what my body tells me, and so far my body tells me that I'm feeling good. I've been doing everything that's been asked of me, that the guys have been doing throughout this off-season program, and there's been no adverse effects, no negativity, nothing going in the wrong direction in terms of my health and in terms of my trajectory to get back on the field. So I just want to continue that and continue on the upward path.
How hard has it been, though? I mean, you've been away for almost 2 years. I'm sure you're dying to get out there and line up tomorrow if you could.
It's been extremely difficult, as you may imagine, but obviously you just got to stay the course. The key is not just to be ready for week one, but to be ready for all 16 and into the playoffs. So that's kind of where my mindset is to get my body ready for the long haul and not just for tomorrow or the day after that.
How much do you feel that you have to prove to yourself still, you know, with the, not that you can play it, but something that you can get back and do it, that way you work with?
Obviously, there's a lot. I mean, you want to go out there, but first things first is going to be on the practice field, right? Getting out there against my teammates, against, you know, each other, and kind of making sure I can compete at a high level against them, because that's when you get your work, and that's when, you know, I practice the way I play. So when I practice, I understand that that's the way I'm going to be able to perform. And then that's going to give me the confidence to carry that through onto the game field.
Is there a way that some of the adversity that you went through the last couple of seasons, that you can use that to help you going forward?
Every single day. Every single day I think about those moments that I wasn't on the field, that I was at home or up in that box watching the games or on the sideline even. So I use those moments of despair, if you will, to kind of use that to understand that there's a long haul, there's a goal at the end of this, and that's to be out on that field, suited up, on that field, ready to play. So I use that as motivation each and every day, each and every workout, each and every rehab session, to get myself ready to go.
When you, you know, think about what kind of player you can be, is it the same player you were?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to be, I'm not in the business to go out there and be half of myself or half of what I was. I want to go out there and be ready to go 100% and be the same player that I once was. So that's the goal, and I want to be able to build up to that and make sure that my body is responding to that level at what it once was. So that's definitely the goal for sure.
The Giants have decisions to make coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the draft, and you know, a lot of people, you know, present company included, you know, think they need some receivers here, or at least one. You know, one receiver is Odell, who's the number two, who's the other starter. Do you think, you know, would you barge into the office upstairs and say, look, you got him right here, or would you say, you know,
I'm not barging into anywhere, man. You're trying to risk my job here. Yeah. But I'm just going to prove it on the field. That's the only thing I can do, is prove my worth and prove my abilities, what I can do on the field, and the rest is up to the GMs and the staff. I can't control any of that
stuff.
But
do you feel very confident that you can be the running mate with Odell?
Absolutely. I definitely believe in my abilities and believe in my talent level and believe in, if I'm healthy and be out there alongside Odell and Eli and the rest of the offense, that I can compete at that high level and perform.
Victor, you said you want to be the way you were, but you know, you weren't with Odell on the field. How can he make you better?
Just him being himself, just going out there, taking the top off the defenses, catching everything thrown his way. So defenses have to account for him, and then it makes it difficult to account for, you know, more than one threat out there. And as well, we got a bunch of offensive threats on our team, Larry Donnell and Shane Vereen and guys like that. So we understand this, if everybody's healthy and able to perform, we're going to be a tough team to stop all those different weapons and things like that. But Odell just has to be himself, and everything else to take care of itself.
What about the chemistry with working with him? Obviously, you haven't had a lot of opportunity, but you work with him, obviously, behind the scenes. How important is that to build that up quickly on the field?
It's very important. I mean, he's like a little brother to me on and off the field, so it's definitely important to continue to build that more on the field than off, because it's an area where we haven't had as much time together. So we want to just continue to build that and continue to grow on what we see from each other from an on-field standpoint, and we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch him on the field, and I know he feels the same way, vice versa.
Coach McAdoo seemed to indicate that, you know, you can go out there now, you know, with the way you are, you're healthy, you're 100%. Do you feel that you can go out there and play now, and that if that, you know, if this was a regular season, would you be going out there, or do you still have to take it? You still have time? And
I think obviously, if the regular season was tomorrow, I'd want to be out there. I'd be out there playing. I'd be out there doing what I can to help this team. But it's not, unfortunately for me. So I have some time to continue to build and continue to build upon the foundation that I've set for myself and my body, and continue to work forward. But I definitely I understand, you know, the staff, the training staff's concern in terms of wanting to continue to watch me work and watch me build to get to that ultimate goal that's training
camp. In your mind, you're at the point physically, though, where you pretty much do everything on a football field?
Absolutely.
You were coming off at this point last year a pretty serious knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
You've had an extra year, which mm-hmm. is not what you wanted, but you got it. Do you think about the knee? Is the knee, you know, that much stronger after another year?
The knee is actually very strong. It's actually that much stronger, like you said, than the year before. Obviously, because I got a full year to really rest the knee and really rest it and really just get the proper treatment that I needed on the knee as well as the calf after the calf surgery. But it feels good. I don't think about the knee. I don't think about the calf when I'm running, when I'm cutting, doing drills. So far, so good.
You talked about being, you know, excited to be out there today. You've had a couple of false starts in the last couple of years. Do you have to temper that at all, or does each sort of start, do you say this is the one?
Every start's fresh, so I'm treating this start like a fresh one. I'm not thinking about any setbacks. I'm not thinking about anything that can lead me in the opposite direction than upward and onward, the way that I feel I can go, the way I feel my body's taking me right now. So every year is a fresh start. I don't have any, you know, last year was last year. I don't have any of those moments, any of those times, any of those feelings in my head right now. My body feels great, and I just want to continue to build upon that.
Have they told you when they might let you loose on the field with the team, or giving you a timetable where you have to build up to that?
Not yet. Not yet. We're taking it one day at a time and continue to build and grow, and we'll take it one step at a time.
Said to you, you know, take it easy in the off season, wait till spring train, or wait till training camp to get back out there, would that be a blow to you, or is it important that you?
I believe in this staff, and if that's what they want me to do, then so be it. I'll just be able to get myself ready as possible, doing things that I can off the field or on my own during the off season when we break camp and break our OTA and our mini camps here and do what I can on my own to get myself prepared. But if they say something like that, it wouldn't be a blow. It'd just be something that they see and they want me to get prepared and stay ready until training camp comes around.
You saw last year, obviously, what happened with Odell and Josh Norman when they faced each other. Now Josh is with the Redskins. Any concerns at all about those two hooking up twice a year and Odell having to, obviously, there's going to be some issue between the two of them.
Not at all. I think the thing that they've learned, both of them, is that, you know, that part of the game isn't necessary. And I think they understand that and they both have learned from it. And I know talking to Odell, he's learned from it. So I think they're ready to put those things past them. But I can only speak for my teammate. I obviously can't speak or have spoken to Josh Norman, but I can only speak on Odell. And I know that he's ready to move on from it and start and continue his career path on the right track.
How much did that catch the attention of the locker room? Obviously, everybody knows what happened last year when they did play, and then he goes and signs as a division rival.
Not too much. I don't think any of us, you know, no one brought it up to my attention, or it hasn't been a big rumble in the locker room or anything. We just come in and go about our business like any other day.
Vic, Odell made a point to mention banners and chasing a Super Bowl. You're one of the few guys left in this team, in this locker room, that has been a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
At last couple of years, obviously 60-10, 60-10, not a new coach. Is there any sense you have for where this team is going, where this team is going to turn?
I think right now we've set a really good foundation. What we've done in the offseason defensively and the core guys that we have offensively right now, I think we have a good foundation to get where we want to go, and that's to the Super Bowl. And I think it just now depends on the camaraderie, getting everybody on the same page, everyone understanding their roles and what's being asked of them week in and week out, day in and day out in this specific program that we have right now, and kind of take it from there. But I think we definitely have the pieces in place to do exactly what we have to do. Eli Manning has been there, you know, time and time again, been in the playoffs, has succeeded twice for us. So I think when you have a quarterback like that and have that set precedence for everyone in the locker room, I think you have a really good chance of getting back there again.